I can't do it. I thought it was going to be one and done. I can't let go of these people raping these retarded children. You know, telling young people they should go to college is bad enough, but anyone who tells retarded people they should go to college, those people should burn in hell.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a motherfucking safe space.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can shove your opinions up your ass. That way the Trump and Fuhrer's Caucus have something to keep it company. Yeah, made it that time, goddammit. Fuck you. Don't forget the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. You're welcome. Fucking morons. Greetings, it is I, the great one himself, founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. And this right here, this is Stating the Obvious podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile my intellect homes in on and destroy stupid motherfucking statists all around the world. Today, we're going to focus on destroying pieces of shit who are trying to put retarded people in college, because that's really going to help them out. God, I fucking had it. Just fucking. Anyway, I thought this was going to be one and done. I thought, oh, I'm going to read this article. This is pathetic. These people are losers. I was going to move on with my life. But no, see, I made the mistake of Googling it. I made the mistake of doing a little more research and following some links. And I fucking lost it. Now, before we go down this rabbit hole, I want to briefly talk about something else that I'm fucking sick of seeing. Okay, let's start here. The women's want to be treated like adults. And when someone like me comes along and says that all women are children and they should be treated as children and they shouldn't have jobs or own property or vote like children, you know, we're accused of hating women and misogyny and all this other, you know, the handmaiden's tale, and we're going to keep women as if they're cattle and I wish, you know, and all this other horse shit. And yet, look at women. Have you noticed how popular it is? Because I was on the dating app again today, the OkCupid, looking around because I needed some amusement. Because I was gathering some material for upcoming stuff on the website. And the number of women who write in their profiles things like, oh, I'm trying to be an adult, but I'm failing. Or, "I'm my biggest challenge is adulting because it's so hard." Okay, first of all, adulting is not a verb. It's not a thing. And then I'm walking around in Old Town Fort Collins today. I'm going in the stores. And I go in there, I see this book. No, it's not a book. It's a calendar. The calendar is called Adulting is a Myth. Now, when's the last time you ever heard a man? Now, I'm not talking about soy boys. By the way, I'm the great one himself. I'm the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, been on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 14 years, 15 years on the 1st of November. In this upcoming year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, 2019, I am right. I've always been right. I will always be right. I have never been wrong. You can go fuck yourself. If any of this offends you, or if it thrills you, if you're titillated, if you're a woman who's actually capable of adulting and you're hot, you can send me pictures of yourself naked, and you can send those to God, that's fur baby spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSFC.com on the interwebs, where I have been since 1999 when Michael W. Dean and I invented blogging. Yes, we invented blogging. This isn't like Al Gore says he invented the internet. We actually invented blogging. You're welcome. So we are responsible for everything out there, like, for example, Frank Servi's website and Adam Piggott's website and Captain Capitalism's website. Unfortunately, we are also responsible for all the fucking mommy bloggers. And yes, I'm ashamed of that. But once again, you know, adulting is hard. And you got a bunch of women on the internet writing about whatever the fuck they write about. Well, themselves. I mean, what do women typically talk about? Themselves. What are women going to write about? Themselves. Have you ever heard a non-soy boy male of the human species say things like, oh, adulting is hard. Oh, I don't feel like adulting today. Have you ever seen a fucking man who like goes to the gym and has big ass muscles and, you know, someone who looks like Rich Cooper or something? You ever seen him wearing a t-shirt that says adulting is hard? No. You know why women find adulting to be hard? Because they're children. And when I call women children, I'm fucking sick of you fucking goddamn manginas and betas out there jumping down my shit. Women constantly admit that they're children. Every time you see a woman telling you that adulting is hard, or wearing a t-shirt that says adulting is hard, or buying a book about how hard adulting is, or putting a calendar on her wall about how there's no such thing as adulting because it's a myth, like global warming. And like women's spatial skills. Women are children. And they constantly prove this to us by their behavior. So stop listening to the shit that comes out of their mouth. Pay attention to what they do. Now, moving on to children. You know, at least the retarded children have a legitimate excuse. All right, we're going in. Is it three? I think I have three articles here. One, two. I got something. I got some paper. I have not read any of this ahead of time. I glanced at it, but I just wanted to save it. By the way, I'm going to start doing potentially a new thing here. We'll see how it works out. I'm going to start saving my source materials and putting that in a file that you can download if you want to do this. I mean, it's not a big deal, but I'm putting the shit into an open office document and printing it out so that I can read it off a piece of paper and instead of off of the screen. And so it occurred to me, look, if I'm doing the work, I might as well just save the fucking document, and then I can upload it to the site and I can link it in the show notes. And if you want to access the material I have, or of course, if/when it gets taken off the internet, it'll still be there. I'm going to leave it in open office format, number one, because that way it's editable if you need to edit it. And number two, for all the fucking gay people out there who don't know how to use computers and don't use open office, it'll force you to figure out how to fucking use a computer. Maybe even install open office instead of the fucking Microsoft Word. Then maybe you'll be a little bit less gay. You know, maybe you can figure out how to install some software on your computer and you can do some adulting or something. I don't know. All right, here we go. Let's get started because we ain't got all fucking night. I got shit to do. New Texas A&M Aggie Achieve program gives special needs students college experience by Noelle Walker. This is from October the 4th, 2019, in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, who still hasn't built a wall or put anybody in concentration camps. So much for being literally Hitler. This year, Texas A&M started the state's only four-year residential inclusive. Oh, these words, these fucking Orwellian words that keep showing up. Inclusive college program for students with intellectual and developmental disabilities, otherwise known as liberals. That joke is never going to get old. It's never going to get old. Every fucking time I read anything in here about students with intellectual and developmental disabilities, which we'll learn later is abbreviated IDD, just liberal just springs to mind. It's called Aggie Achieve, and the Achieve is all in capital letters because Achieve stands for, and I wonder how long they had to fucking finagle this, academic courses in higher inclusive education and vocational experiences. Vocational experiences. They're going to go to college to get vocational experiences. Wrong. You get vocational experiences by getting a job where you actually get paid money instead of paying money to someone else. Of course, even when you have a job, you still have to pay money to somebody else. They're called the baby boomers. You have to pay taxes to fund their Social Security. Quote, if they can go, oh my God. Quote, if they can go on to post-secondary education and get any kind of education at a college level, they are more likely to get a job, unquote, Olivia Hester, PhD, said. No, they're not. When a retarded person goes and applies for a job at fucking Walmart as a greeter, nobody sits there and says, oh, you have college experience because that's really going to move you to the top of the pile. Any diploma is a good diploma. Hester is program director for Aggie Achieve. In other words, Hester makes money by convincing people that sending retarded people to college is a good idea. See, this is how she makes a profit. This is like when the used car salesman tells you that this automobile was only driven to church on Sunday by a little old lady who never went over the speed limit. Quote, they are determined to learn campus. They are determined to go to class by themselves. They want to be like every Texas A&M student walking this campus, unquote. So what? So they want to be indebted with loans they can't pay back and working as baristas? When 27-year-old Courtney Osborne of Allen walks the campus in College Station, she feels like she's home. Quote, it feels like my family is here in spirit, like all of them, unquote, Osborne said as she walked to lunch. Osborne is one of five students in the first class of Aggie Achieve. She grew up visiting Texas A&M. Quote, well, I went to A&M. Her dad went to A&M. Her grandfather is class of 54, unquote, Becca Osborne, Courtney's mother said. Courtney's great-grandfather was an Aggie in the 1920s. Quote, we have a very long line of A&M graduates, unquote. Okay, and how are they all doing? Did any of them major in STEM subjects? Do they have real jobs, or are they liberal arts majors? Well, yeah, people in your family went to college. You should go to college, too, even though you have an IQ of 83. Why? See, it's a tradition. Well, we should just send our retarded child to college, to the same college we all went to, because it's what we do. We just do this. I mean, my God, I went to Texas A&M, and my father went to Texas A&M, and my grandfather went to Texas A&M. Of course you have to go to Texas A&M, because they're going to teach you to be independent and think outside the box. Until this year, there wasn't a path for Courtney to continue the family tradition. This is your family tradition, giving a bunch of money to, let's call it what it is, a corporation. Quote, this was when she was born in the ICU, unquote, Becca Osborne said, looking at old photos. Osborne said there were complications during Courtney's delivery. Quote, it basically cut off oxygen and caused damage to the left side of her brain, unquote. So you are so physically and genetically healthy that you damaged the brain of your child while giving birth to your child. Maybe you shouldn't be reproducing. And once I know we don't want to hear this, maybe the child should have been euthanized. All right, once again, this is why women have such a hard time adulting. And it also manifests in their constant attraction to children, not sexual attraction like the female sex teacher scandals that Frank Cervi covers, but their attraction to needing to be surrounded by other people that are helpless, right? This is why women gravitate towards school teachers, especially teaching the young kids, because they're surrounded by all these little helpless children who need them. And women need to feel needed by beings that are less capable than them. And there's not a lot of beings less capable than women. I mean, there's dogs, because they're retarded wolves, and then there's retarded humans, and then there's small children. That's basically it. And any kind of sane society that understands, you know, genetics and evolution and economics, you know, children who are born retarded would just be euthanized because they all end up, of course, being parasites on the state. Unlike welfare parasites, they're not willingly parasites on the state. And they're this weird quasi-parasite because on the one hand, they always need all these women who can't get any kind of real jobs or anything to take care of them and support them. But at the same time, we're trying to shove these retarded people into the workforce and it's not for them. Once again, this whole notion that getting a job is the most wonderful thing you can do in your life. Here, women have been sold this. Women bought this shit. Women used to fucking stay at home and raise their children and be happy. Then they were sold the fucking pack of lies by the femistatist that the most enlightening, most powerful, most motivating, most wonderful and meaningful thing you could do with your life is to go get a job. To which every man alive who's ever had a job knows that's bullshit. Right? We endure having jobs because we must. Because we want some fucking money. Women were sold this lie about how getting a job was going to be the greatest thing to ever happen to them so that, of course, they could pay taxes and help provide Social Security for baby boomers. And of course, lower wages by saturating the market with employment, despite the people who think that that's not what actually happens. It is. And now as the baby boomers can see the funding for their Social Security might be drying up, we got to get more people in the workforce. We got to get more immigrants over here. And we got to get them some jobs. And we got to get these retarded people to... Well, who is telling retarded people that the best thing they could do with their lives is get a fucking job? We know the answer to that question. They're called parasites. They're called losers. That's who's telling retarded people the best thing they could do with their life is get a job.
Well, don't you want to be a meaningful part of society? Don't you want to get a job?
And of course, these are the same people who hate capitalism. I don't know how the fuck they reconcile all this shit. I really don't. Courtney grew up with intellectual and developmental delays, but that never stopped her from voting Democrat. I'm sorry, but that never stopped her drive to succeed. Quote, this past December, we were sitting right here, and she said, Mom, I want to go to A&M, unquote. Naturally, I said, well, that's a great idea. I don't know, baby, unquote. Months later, they got an invitation to apply for the new Aggie Achieve program. Quote, my baby's going to college at A&M, Becca Osborne said with a smile. Who's paying for this? I'm wondering if we're going to get to the part in this article where we find out the name of the person who's paying what's her name? Courtney Osborne's, 27-year-old Courtney Osborne's tuition. Who's paying her tuition? Are we going to find out about that? I wonder. I don't know. I hope we do. Oh, God. Okay, guys. Brace yourselves for this. Courtney, the 27-year-old retarded student, okay? Courtney is studying... Take a wild guess. Take a guess what she's studying. Kinesiology. She wants to be a sports trainer at A&M. Quote, I want other schools to see how special we are, how intelligent we are, unquote, Osborne said. Kinesiology, a major so easy that literally Hitler, literally retarded people can major in kinesiology. Literally retarded people are majoring in kinesiology at a college level. I don't understand why people who major in kinesiology make less than engineers. I can't figure it out. I'm baffled. Baffled. I'm baffled. Aggie Achieve students attend mainstream classes as well as their own classes with curriculum to help them acclimate? Is that what it says? Acclimate. Learn to read, asshole. Maybe I'm retarded. As well as their own classes and curriculum to help them acclimate to college life and eventually the workforce where they might learn to read. Quote, you always think independence is freedom, and that's part of it, but it's also maturing in life, Osborne said. Well, I don't know, Osborne. I heard from a lot of the women that adulting is pretty difficult. When asked if going to college and being away from home was hard, she answered matter-of-factly. Quote, life is hard, period. Everything is hard. You only get one chance to conquer your dreams, unquote. Well, you know what? She's right that life is hard. It's too bad she's going to waste 4 years of her life going to college. We did not cover who's paying for the tuition. Right, we didn't cover that. Isn't it fascinating how we never... I wonder if she's taken out a loan. I wonder if they took out a loan to send this 27-year-old retarded girl to college. Oh yeah, there's a student loan crisis for the banks. The more I think about that, the more I see the wisdom in where Dick is coming from. There's not. Guys, there's not. If you have a student loan and you can't pay it back, it's not a crisis for you. It's not. I've been thinking about this some more. I'm trying to figure out how that manifests as a crisis for you personally. I'm not seeing it. Feel free to enlighten me. Oh, but you owe money. Okay, so what? It's a crisis for the banks. All of this student loan forgiveness, all of this, this is, Dick didn't go here. This is where I'm going. This is what this is. All these politicians talking about student debt forgiveness. What they're talking about is bailing out the banks. Because again, they're not just going to tell all the banks, hey, you know, all those student loans that you gave out, well, you're just not going to get paid back. You just have to wipe those off your books and pretend it never happened. That's not how it's going to go down. It's going to go down by the Federal Reserve is going to print a bunch of money, and that money is going to be given to the banks. That's how it's going to happen. All right, here we go. Program opens A&M students with Intel. God damn it. I think I am retarded. Program opens A&M to students with intellectual, developmental disabilities, such as the inability to read what's on the piece of paper right in front of them. This is from August 19th in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, 2019, Heil Hitler. Although life for any college freshman comes with obstacles, like finding a roommate and planning your schedule, because, you know, when you're 18 years old, planning your schedule, I mean, that's pretty fucking difficult, right? I mean, that's like adulting. Well, you know, adulting is really hard. In fact, adulting is actually a myth. Nobody can actually adult. I mean, oh my God, I'm 18. You expect me to plan my own schedule? Don't you realize that I need to be on Instagram right now? Because somebody might be looking at my selfie on Instagram, and I need to see if anybody's liked my selfie on Instagram. Because I have a selfie on Instagram. Have you seen my selfie on Instagram? I put a selfie on Instagram and I put some text over it using a filter, and it says that adulting is hard because adulting is really hard, and I needed to put a selfie on Instagram to express myself, to express just how hard adulting is and how I'm having so much trouble doing this because I'm only 18 years old and I'm still like a little child. Although life for any college freshman comes with obstacles like finding a roommate and planning your schedule, for some students, the biggest issue to overcome is simply finding a school with a program that supports their needs. For five Aggie freshmen, isn't that a sexist term, freshman? Haven't we gotten rid of that already? Can we say that, freshman? Are we assuming their gender? Is this like a patriarchal thing? For five Aggie freshmen, and yes, in the previous articles we read in the previous episode, they said four, but apparently there's five now. They got a fifth one in the first ever class of Aggie Achieve. For five Aggie freshmen, this issue was solved with the state's first four-year college program of its kind. Aggie Achieve, academic courses in higher inclusive education and vocational experiences, offer students with intellectual and developmental disabilities, otherwise known as liberals, the opportunity to, it's never going to get old, the opportunity to attend college among their peers. Once again, okay, they have intellectual and developmental disabilities, they're attending college among their peers. Yes, liberals, liberal arts majors, kinesiology majors. The retarded people are hanging out with their peers. That's my whole fucking point. It was inspired by a Vanderbilt University program that was launched in 2010 called Next Steps. Vanderbilt graduate and Aggie Achieve founder and faculty director Carly Gilson began the launch process with the Centers on Disability and Development in 2017, and the initiative was approved in fall 2018. Now, I did a little more research also on this Carly Gilson chick. Oh, she's a piece of work. I haven't been able to figure out if she has a family or not, because I suspect... Great one, what are you doing? I'm putting on some hand lotion. I am not whacking off. If you guys can hear that, I know that's not what's going on. I mean, just relax. It's hand lotion, okay? Hand lotion. Don't get all excited. I'm not. Wait, but you started talking about Carly Gilson and it sounded like you're whacking off. She might be doable. But look, anyway, we'll get to her. We'll get to her. Oh God, where are we going to get to her? Quote, when I came here to Texas, I realized that an initiative like Next Steps did not exist. because the people in Texas weren't cucked until I showed up. So I worked, so I cucked with the Center of Disability and Development, which shouldn't even exist, to start the proposal process for launching Aggie Achieve. Aggie Achieve is a four-year post-secondary opportunity. Oh, it's an opportunity for young adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities. I'm tired of saying that phrase. To come to Texas A&M and partake in the Aggie experience alongside their peers. Once again, their peers. It's an opportunity to partake in the Aggie experience. It's the college experience with their peers and give the college money. See, it's a whole new market that we can tap into. It's a whole new customer base. Achieve students will live in the White Creek Apartments, participate in 5 hours of A&M coursework with other students, and have the opportunity to integrate into the A&M community in many ways. Quote, Aggie Achieve students will have the opportunity to join organizations that match their interest, such as drooling on themselves and being used as tax cattle for baby boomers. We really want our Achieve students to make friendships and relationships that they can carry with them after they leave A&M, unquote, Program Director Olivia Robinson said. Because, of course, once again, we know that retarded people can't make friends without going to college. Because it's not like they have families and friends. Right? You can only make friends by going to college. For the first 2 years, Achieve students will be introduced to college life. We've already covered this in the other one. I made fun of this. We did introducing retarded people to college life. These people look down on you, but they're pretending they care about you so they can feel good about themselves. That's what's really happening. This stupid broad... What's her stupid broad's name? Carly Gilson. Carly Gilson can't get a real job, as we will see when we get to her CV. She's never had a real job. She couldn't get a real job. She doesn't have a worthless degree. She has three worthless degrees. Without using and raping retarded children, Carly Gilson would have no way to make money other than prostitution. For the first 2 years, Achieve students will be introduced to college life through seminars on topics like independent living, money management, self-determination, and career awareness. Okay, we've already made fun of independent living, self-determination, and career awareness. Money management. The college is going to teach people about money management. I'm sorry, are these the same people who can't pay off their student loans? Colleges are going to teach people money management. Colleges who require $3,000 a semester to teach people things that could be learned for free on YouTube. Colleges. If you're new around here, I worked at Colorado State University for 8 fucking years. The amount of money that was wasted, that was thrown away, that was just shit down the shitter. A college is going to teach money management. This is like a fucking baby boomer teaching fiscal responsibility. This is like an incel teaching how to pick up women. This is like Adam Piggott trying to teach somebody to be a beta male. This is like the great one being wrong. Okay? It's not feasible. Quote, program-specific courses that we are calling seminars are where they will meet and go over more in-depth content of things they need to know to work on outside of a Texas A&M course. We want to ensure our Achieve students are becoming well-rounded in and out of the classroom, unquote, Robinson said. Ah, the well-rounded lie. You gotta go to college to become well-rounded. Weekly check-ins with Robinson, who also wouldn't have a job if it wasn't for this because she has nothing of value to contribute to the world. Notice how it's all women. There's no men. No men have been mentioned anywhere. Like, what's her face? Courtney Osborne. Did you hear anything about... Well, wait. Hold on. I was about to say, did you hear anything about Courtney's father? Actually, well, we did because her father went to A&M, right? Her dad went to A&M. All right. Well, at least she knows who her father is. We're assuming that the parents are still married. So there's been one mention of a father so far. Otherwise, it's just a bunch of fucking women setting up this program to milk money from retarded kids, getting them to go to college. Weekly check-ins with Robinson will also ensure things are going smoothly for Achieve students and members of the new student organization, Aggie Achieve Mates, will help introduce them to college life. Achieve students will be accompanied by Achieve Mates who can join and support our students across the setting, Robinson said. Quote, whether it's going to class with them, being a study partner, taking a student to eat in the dining hall, or helping them with their organizational skills, Achieve Mates are a major asset to this process. Unquote. Achieve students will also get to experience multiple on or off campus employment internships. They can work for free for corporations. Oh my God, it's fucking awesome. This is what a fantastic opportunity. Oh my God. What? Now, what? Instead of getting a job where they could get paid money and learn while they're getting paid money and work for some people who care about them and teach them and then go home and spend time with their fucking family and their friends, we'll find out more about what I think about the family situation is coming up. It's coming where I'm going to explain to you what I think is really going on there. Right. Instead of that, they're going to pay money to go to college where they can go work for some company for free. What an opportunity. Gotta follow your dreams, because any degree is a good degree, especially if it's in Kinsey. But remember, they don't even get degrees. They get certificates. Achieve students will also get to experience multiple on or off campus employment internships. So they can, on campus, they can work for the college for free also. Internships that are geared towards the students' long-term goals, an opportunity that Robinson thinks will help students pursue inclusive job opportunities. There's that word again, inclusive. Quote, getting some employment experience this way over the 4 years allows a fourth year to really just be geared towards their employment and working to bridge the campus to home gap. I want them to be able to graduate from this program competitively employed, working alongside peers without disabilities, having the opportunity for promotion at jobs, and really finding not just a job, but a career, unquote, Robinson said. So she's going to help them bridge the campus to home gap. Why is there a gap between campus to home? Oh, that's right, because they were at home, but you weren't getting any money from them at home, so you found a way to get them on your college campus where they could pay tuition. I think I sound a little bit like a broken record, but I don't think I can say this enough. I think I can make the point enough. careers in film. Oh my God. No, stop. Stop. Okay, guys, here we go. Careers in film, personal training, and theater are just a few of the future aspirations of Achieve students. So the retarded kids are majoring in personal training, kinesiology, we read about her. Film, great, here comes the next J.J. Abrams. And theater. Because, you know, speaking as somebody who's worked in theater for 20 years, I can tell you, theater doesn't have enough fucking retards in it now. We sure do need some more. I mean, we're loaded with lesbians and homosexuals. We're loaded with liberals. We're loaded with people who have fucking Bernie Sanders bumper stickers. We need some fucking retarded people. And this is sad because theater used to be a great art. It's not anymore. Theater is gay. Well, no, you're right. It is. Nowadays it is because it's been invaded by the fucking parasites. Shakespeare is not gay. You go read some fucking Shakespeare. There's no gay shit there. Right? You look at things like, oh, what's that one opera that when it's translated, it's the title is basically All Women Are Like That. And it's a whole thing about how the old guy is telling the two young guys that their girlfriends will cheat on them. And they're like, oh, no, man, our girlfriends would never cheat on us. They love us. And so he says, okay, let's test that. And he tells the two guys to go tell their girlfriends that they have to leave to go off to fight the war. Okay, so they do that, and then the two guys put on disguises, and this we know this only works in theater, but just go ahead. They put on disguises, and they try to seduce each other's girlfriends, and the one girl resists, but the other girl gives in, has sex with the guy, and then that girl goes to the other girl and convinces her to fucking have sex with the guy who's trying to bang her, and then the old guy is like, see, I told you your women would cheat on you, you stupid motherfuckers. All women are like that. Okay, that's about as fucking red pill as you can fucking get. Nowadays, theater is about Matthew Shepard and Rent and homosexuals. This is what we need. Let's make it even worse, because this is one more aspect of our society that the left fucking owns. And when you fucking right-wingers wonder why you're losing, and then you sit there and delude yourselves into thinking you're winning, God, you're fucking stupid. You fucking right-wingers, you are so goddamn dumb. You are going down in flames, and you're convinced that you're still in control of the airplane. You are dumber than fuck. You've lost. And you actually think you're winning. Fucking theater. Quote, just treat them as you would any other Aggie. We really want these students to feel included, and we want them to have the same welcoming environment that other Aggie students have, unquote, Robinson said. Aggie Achieve student Courtney Osborne says she has wanted to attend A&M since before she was born. She wanted to attend. Wait, did I misread that? Aggie Achieve student Courtney Osborne said she has wanted to attend A&M since before she was born, just like her great-grandfather, grandfather, father, mother, uncles, and many other members of her family. Before she was born. That's college education for you. Quote, I told the woman who introduced us to this program that she was our angel because now my daughter can go to Texas A&M, unquote. Courtney Osborne's mother, Becca Osborne, said, quote, we are just so grateful for this program. It has been a dream come true, unquote, until we have to pay back the loans. We still don't know who's paying for this. Did they take out a loan? Okay. Next article. Mom sought 4-year college program for learning disabled son, then helped A&M create one. Written by Mary Huber. August 17th, in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, 2019. Still no wall, still no concentration camps. Heil Hitler. On a recent Friday morning, Miguel Gonzalez sat on his living room sofa in West Austin with paperwork and information packets spread across the coffee table. Over the past few weeks, his mother, Vilma Luna, hold on. His name is Miguel Gonzalez. His mother's name is Vilma Luna. Okay. And it's not the non-white part. It's the fact that they have different names. We can do the non-white. So far, it's all women. And I want to tell you why. Anyway. Has been taking him to buy supplies. Hangers. I hope they're wire hangers in case he needs to perform an abortion. Hangers, a trash can, cleaning supplies for his dorm room, like most kids headed into their freshman year of college, because he didn't have any hangers previously. He just threw his clothes on the ground, I guess. I don't know. Gonzalez, a 21-year-old with Down syndrome, will be part of the inaugural class of Aggie Achieve students this fall at Texas A&M at College Station. He'll participate in a 4-year certificate program for students with intellectual and developmental disabilities, which is the first of its kind in Texas. Yes, we know. He and 4 other students in the program will live in the dorms, take courses with their peers, and have full access to after-school programs and activities, and pay for all of this. The goal is to get them integrated into meaningful jobs. Okay, you know what? If you think adulting is a myth, let me tell you something that is a fucking myth. Meaningful jobs. So they can live more independently. Once again, nobody is going to learn to live independently from a college. Luna, Gonzalez's mom, and a former state representative, parasite, from Corpus Christi, helped establish the program at A&M with special education professor Carly Gilson after realizing Texas lacked programs that bridge the gap between high school and the workforce for people with disabilities. More than 1 million school-aged children in the United States receive special education services under the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, yet avenues for attending 4-year colleges are few and far between. Really, we have 1 million retarded people in the United States. Once again, if you believe in overpopulation, wouldn't euthanizing all of these people when they were born be helpful right now? These 1 million people, through no fault of their own, are net parasites. But then again, they create all these jobs for all these women to care for them, women who can't do anything else. Quote, historically, young adults with intellectual disabilities in Texas have had very limited opportunities for a higher education. And if they wanted to enroll in a program that offered a 4-year residential experience that paralleled the traditional university experience, they would have to go out of state. There is definitely a need, unquote, Gilson said. What nobody still explained is, once again, why retarded people going to college is such a fucking wonderful idea. So again, going to college, for most people, is not a good idea anymore. The market is fucking saturated. But great one, they're not getting diplomas, they're just getting certificates. That's true, they're not even going to get a fucking diploma that the market is saturated with. They're going to get a fucking certificate. There's no reason, guys, there's no reason for this other than money. This is selling people something they don't need. It's what they're doing. They're selling these retarded kids something they don't need. The college experience.
We want them to have the college experience.
Here's how it works. Students who want to join the Aggie Achieve program would apply in the fall. Blah, God, Jesus Christ, yes. Okay, in their first year, they will take a freshman experience course, physical education, and at least two other regular courses. The only difference being extra supports in and outside the classroom, like extra time for taking tests and reformatted assignments. Right, once again, that's creating jobs for these women who can't do anything productive. They will also start on-campus internships as early as their first year, working in places like the university library and dining services. Free labor. Free labor for the college. Once again, this is what's really going on here. This is what this is really about. In their final year, they will have extended internships off campus, similar to apprenticeships in their field of choice. They'll get to work an extended amount of time for free. Quote, we want our students to have a certificate plan that is centered to their individualized interest, Gilson said. Quote, the overall goal for this program is to have integrated employment in the job of their choice at the end of 4 years. We worked backwards from that point to decide what kind of classes they will be taking. Then we approached faculty members to see if they are willing to have those kids in their class. All right. Am I going to go long or are we going to do a part two? Let me look at this. Oh, God, it's a tough one. All right, I need a break. So there's going to be a part two, a part three, whatever the fuck you want.